Rock and Roll Football
on Absolute Radio
with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
Hello and welcome to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast. Look, everyone, it's Matt Dyson.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for having me back.
Oh, I haven't just got your back. We've got your front and your side.
Oh, you have. And look who's here with me. It's Matt Ford.
Hello, everyone. We were just laughing backstage, weren't we, before we came
we
out
were.
Here?
Oh, we were, yeah. Oh, we laugh, don't we? Oh, we do.
We do, particularly today, because we have outrageous stories of run-ins with authority, the law, your elders. We also have Jack Grealish is on the show.
Oh, yes, and very nice new appearance from Jack Grealish.
Yeah, Jack.
A brand new breaking impression, first outing on the show today.
Yeah, global very exclusive. Nice. Global exclusive right here, right now on Rock and Roll Football. We have a bit of Grand National chat. We have a bit of crisp chat.
Oh, lots of crisp chat. All the
so
usual
much.
Stuff. Yeah, yeah. And I suppose after all the tales of abusive teachers, you know, a lot of people say it's not a great time to be living at the moment. Everything's against us. But this should make you feel better about life today, knowing that your children aren't going to school in a violent hellhole.
Good point. Nothing will make you more comfortable with the age in which we live. So, well, be prepared to be reassured about modern society. Literally.
Yeah.
Brace yourselves. It's time for the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Well, it's a big day of football here on Rock and Roll Football in the Premier League, the Championship and in Scotland. And here to preview a red-hot day of football action, it's Matt Dyson.
Yes, I have a full list of the runners and riders in today's Premier League games on Grand National Saturday. It's a two-horse race for the title at this stage, but the favourites Arsenal and Man City are not playing at three today. Two intense little Spanish jockeys in the saddle leading the pack. The Gunners go to West Ham tomorrow. City are at home to Leicester at 5:30. Leicester have a new trainer in their once successful stables, sacked by Norwich in the Championship last year after taking the Canaries down the mine. Dean Smith seems perfectly placed to do the same for the Foxes.
Oh.
Certainly looks unlikely that they'll be able to make it over the footballing equivalent of Beecher's Brook this evening at the Etihad. Another new trainer in a volatile stable could be left with the task of mucking out again by 5 this evening. Frank Lampard has not had what you'd call a new manager bounce since his unexpected return to Chelsea. 2 games, 2 defeats for the man who was reportedly appointed by Todd Bowley on the advice of UST TV chat show host James Corden, a bizarre choice as the new head of recruitment at Stamford Bridge, starting to make Roman Abramovich seem like a calm, measured and sensible owner. 1 club, 2 governors. Corden is a West Ham fan for starters, deliberately sabotaging their super rich rivals up west, is he? A walk down the King's Road could be like a run through Mr. McGregor's garden for the voice of Peter Rabbit if things don't start improving. Chelsea are at home to Brighton today, and Golo Kante has only played 5 games this season due to injury, but amazingly they've been under 4 different managers. Brighton boss Roberto De Zerbi got sent off last week after a touchline argument with interim Spurs boss Christian Stellini. Stellini didn't appear to do anything but still got a red card.
That was
despite
mad.
That, yeah, it's weird, wasn't it? Despite it though, he steal in the Spurs technical area for their game at home to annoyingly inform Bournemouth. We've also got Wolves at home to Brentford. Fulham travel to Goodison to take on Everton, and rock bottom Southampton play a resurgent Crystal Palace, invigorated by the return of Warley. All the goals in the Scotland Championship as well, mixed together with air horns, some grassroots glory hunter action, and real music mattering left, right and centre on Rock and Roll Football.
Woo! Dyson, a stunning return to form. Absolutely rollicking start.
Yes, it was strange, the Stellini red card. Apparently it was for not controlling his bench. But, I mean, surely that's not... He's not like the dad, is he?
I know we talked about benches last week, but it sounds like the bench itself was sentient. And it's like he couldn't control his
job. Control your bench, man. He's walking around.
Oh, there's a goal in the Championship! Oh. Sheffield United 3, Cardiff 1. Surely Sheffield United are back in the big time, Dyson.
Surely. The second goal that put them in the lead was from former Forest defender Jack Robinson. Cardiff did just clatter the bar just a few minutes before this, but it's all over now. 10 minutes to go. The Blades are Premier League bound. 3-1 up against Cardiff.
Massive goal in the Premier League, Dyson.
It's a third for Aston Villa, the second of the afternoon for Ollie Watkins, who's on fire at the moment. Two goals and an assist for him. They're beating Newcastle 3-0. Fordy, you're watching this game. What the hell has happened to Newcastle? I thought they were really good at the moment.
They're not. Rubbish.
Yeah, right.
Villa
yeah.
are just really good. Producer Liam is a Birmingham fan's face. Every time I say that, Villa are a big club, aren't they?
They're massive. They're the biggest club in the West Midlands. I mean, undoubtedly, really, aren't they?
I mean, they are. They're the sixth in the Premier League on the back of this.
Yeah.
I mean, we were just behind them a couple of weeks ago. What's happened?
Unai Emery has really transformed that team, hasn't he? What? He's massively gone up in my estimations. Meanwhile, Cardiff, who are losing to Sheffield United, are just hovering above the Championship relegation zone. Sabri Lamouchi in charge, looking very concerned on the sideline.
Looking sadly Lamouchi.
Yes.
Maybe that'll be a headline in the local, in the Cardian, what is it, the Cardiff Comet or the Cardiff Argus or whatever the... I'll tell you what I find funny about Ollie Watkins is, when I first heard the name Ollie Watkins, he sounds like a kind of privately educated, almost like cricketer. Yes. Ollie Watkins.
Ollie, great banter. He's such a
bantasaurus,
Ollie Watkins. Bantasaurus
Rex.
On his gap.
Ollie put like kippers in my... another goal in the championship!
Yes! It's a fourth for Sheffield United. I'm not sure who scored it. They're in a melee. They're celebrating. They're going up. Unbelievable.
They've got to, haven't they? I think it was one of the guys in the red and white shirts.
Yes, it was. I can't see. Clark.
Clark. Clark.
That's it. Clark. Never heard of him.
Well, let's slag him off.
He just scored a fourth goal. Oh, no, maybe it wasn't Clark.
Actually. Never heard of him.
The camera's now lingering on someone who wasn't Clark.
Is there a market for...
Like, it looked like there was a handball in the build-up.
Kind of a salty football show where no matter who scores, you're like, Ollie Watkins. Never heard of him.
Who? Yeah. He's got his career's going nowhere.
Rubbish. Ugly. Yeah. Well, what a start to the day for Aston Villa. Up to sixth in the Premier League after thrashing Newcastle United 3-0 at home. The biggest team in the West Midlands cruising towards another European campaign. Their famous, decorated, glittering history.
Oh, what a club.
What is it, Liam?
Well, no, it's ancient history. That's not saying
it's got to be ancient. That would mean Forest history is ancient history.
Well, we are still the only Midlands club in the last 20 years to win a trophy. Just want to throw it out there.
Birmingham are? Yeah. When you won the League Cup or something, didn't you?
It's ancient history, mate. Yeah. producer Liam, all sad.
I'm fine.
We'll hopefully get a win today. You know, on the way in today, I was walking near the studio, obviously. And I thought I saw Serena Weigman.
Oh, really?
Is that how you pronounce her name?
The Lioness's manager. Yeah,
yeah, but I was like, should I say Weigman. Something? Should I try and get her on the show? Is it Weigman or Weigman?
Yeah, Weigman, I think.
Weigman or Weigman.
Let's call the whole thing off. did you get her in?
Sure if it was her. I just thought... I bottled it at the last second. And you know what made me think it wasn't her? She was in a group of people and she was walking at the back of them. And I feel naturally that as a leader she'd have been at the front. But they looked like a group of tourists. And I thought, they might just be a group of Dutch tourists at the bottom of Carnaby Street.
Yeah.
I don't want to go, Serena, and then be like, who is she? Is she English, Mitch? I don't know. I just didn't want to. I second-guessed myself too much.
Yeah, I think you probably avoided an embarrassing situation there. I think surely it's not her. Surely it wasn't her.
Why wouldn't...
She's got more important things to do at the moment than go around the sightseeing in central London, surely.
Well, I don't know. Football managers still have to walk down the street.
I suppose so, yeah. We may never know unless she's listening.
She might have been going to that cake shop. Just a little backstage goss here. Every Saturday, I buy cakes for Dyson, Liam, and I. And I go to a particular shop that does Lotus Biscoff Rocky Road. These are the most decadent cakes. Anyway,
so rich.
It's always busy in there. I'm always just straight in, straight out. I don't like to muck about. And I've been going there for months now. And the last time I went in, the girl behind the counter was like, oh, same again, three loads of Biscoff. Oh. I was like, oh, man. You know, there's not even a pub I go in where they're like, oh, same again, mate.
Yeah, the usual,
it's a cake
is
shop.
It, sir?
Usual, is it?
They know your name. Oh, no.
And then today I went in, she was like, oh, three loads of Biscoff. I said, just the one. She was like, oh, the one.
Oh.
I said, I'm on a diet.
I'm cutting back. Oh,
I've had a bit of a gout tingle on me, right?
Oh, have you? Tell her that. Oh, it's not back,
no, I'm not
is
sure.
It?
Oh. You know what? I've been exercising a lot. I've been going to the gym, actually.
Yeah.
And
sure.
I wonder if it's just... But it just reminded me that it's there, and I thought, I've got to cut down on...
It. Yeah,
I think every Saturday, having basically a block of caramel sauce with marshmallow might be pushing
it. It's pretty thick, isn't it? That's a shame, because that probably rules you out of the crisp buffet that we've been invited to up in Hull.
No, wrong. Wrong. No, The measures I'm taking now will ensure that people like the honourable member opposite and the party behind him, we will be at that crisp buffet.
Yes.
We will be at that crisp buffet, Mr. Speaker, yes. And the country will support it. We'll all be there in Hull. Yes, and we'll eat every flavour of crisp we like.
What a moment.
I got slightly carried away on a fantasy there. But yes, we mentioned that crisp buffet last week, and now we've been invited.
Yeah. So I think, you know, we were talking about doing some sort of outside broadcast to end the season. Maybe doing it from a football ground, but maybe a crisp buffet all you can eat in Hull is better.
But Hull is a long way to go.
It is. It's a long way just for some crisps. We could just, you know, get loads of crisps in the studio and make our own crisp buffet, I suppose.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea. Bring in some bread and butter.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It would be, I mean, let's be honest, terrible to broadcast that. Just mouths full of crisps.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it would be awful.
It's been a goal.
Full of soggy maize snack. It would be audible, wouldn't it? Yeah.
What would be the best crisp to make a sandwich with, do you think?
Oh, well, the aforementioned salt and vinegar and McCoy's, I think. Salt and vinegar and McCoy's is like a weighty sandwich. That's that if you're really hungry. I think that would be up there for me.
You know what I like to do? I was going to say, like, back when I was a boy. But, like, in my youth, when I would frequent pubs, I would get a packet of Biltong and a packet of salt and vinegar crisps, and I would place, almost make blinis, and I would place a bit of the Biltong meat on top of the crisp, and it was like a mini kebab meat and chip kind of canapé.
Oh, yes. So you'd have like a little tray of canapés on your table in a pub.
Yeah.
Amazing. That's a great idea. Well, let's do that as part of the buffet, certainly.
I do worry that, I mean, I love talking about food, obviously, as do you, but that we do sound quite immature.
No, look, I mean, you're never too old for a good packet of crisps, are you?
And the thing is, the crisp world just keeps evolving now. You know,
it does.
Think of last
Christmas,
the stuff that was available. Pigs in blankets, flavoured crisps.
The
vegetable crisps. You know, those Tyrrells, beetroot-type crisps and
they're
turnip.
They're almost healthy, aren't they? Yeah, that's part of some of your five a day in that packet.
They're almost healthy.
Yeah.
Almost. I mean, there's something so... That's like, it's like just orbiting the moon instead of landing on it.
But it's just, yeah, it's true. It's like there's
just
a different flavour for every day of the week. Every day of the month, you can have a different flavour of crisp, a different texture, a different, it can be potato, it can be maize, it can be whatever the hell Pringles are made of. You know, it could be anything.
Yeah, Pringles, what are they? Mashed up potato and then reformed?
I'm not even sure if it's potato. I don't really know what it is, but it's tasty, isn't it? You've got to give them that.
And, you know, I have to give them that. And do you have a different flavour crisp every day, or do you make...
No.
You're a creature of habit.
You could do. That's what I'm saying.
But what do you do? What crisp do you have?
We're quite, in our family, we are quite a Walker's variety pack family, you know. Because then everyone's happy. You've got, you know, my oldest daughter can have the cheese and onion, my youngest son can have the salt and vinegar, as he calls them.
Nice.
And then everyone's happy, and Katie can have the salted, and then I'll have whatever's left.
Beef.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, never get beef. That's always the disappointing thing when you get a pack of hula hoops, isn't it? A multi-pack of hula hoops or Monster Munch. You're always left with the beef ones.
Ugh. Yeah, and the problem is salt and vinegar tastes like salt and vinegar. Cheese and onion pretty much tastes like cheese and onion. Beef, I've never gone, oh, my word, that tastes like a roast beef.
No. Yeah,
hold the steak. I've got the flavour right here.
Matt, and you. Rock and roll football.
Breaking news. Pringles are made from two-thirds potato flakes and cornstarch and one third water.
Ooh.
So they hydrate you.
Oh, really? Wow.
Well, I guess
I thought
so.
There was also like some corn and rice.
Cornstarch, yeah, two thirds potato flakes.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
You know, potato flakes, there's naturally occurring potato flakes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait, so it's made from smash, you know, like that mashed potato flake stuff you can get. But they haven't really.
Is that your tummy rumbling or is that a motorbike?
It's a motorbike.
What are the hell's angels always going past your house whenever you're on?
It's really annoying. It's really annoying. It's so loud. Unnecessary.
I can imagine you at a biker rally, actually. You've got the look of a hell's angel.
No, I'm no hell's angel.
Working the doors at biker bars.
Big handlebar moustache, yeah, yeah. Well, I might give it a try.
Leather jacket with those like ribbons on the back. Bike covered in rear-view mirrors. But yes, third water to two-thirds potato flakes and cornstarch. And more details coming through, according to Rock and Roll Football Absolute Radio sources. The mixture is then pressed and rolled into a thin sheet with 4 tons of pressure. A cutter punches an oval shape in the sheet. The scrap dough is separated and recycled back into the chip-making process.
Recycled?
Wow. Recycled, I understand.
Wow. That's a lot of effort, isn't it? Seems like a traditional crisp is easier to make.
Yeah, maybe it's cheaper than making just slicing.
Yeah, I suppose.
Maybe the water,
yeah.
You know, rather than just slicing. Yeah. I don't know. Whatever they're doing, though, it works because it tastes delicious.
I didn't know you could hydrate yourself with Pringles. I think we've all learned something there, haven't we?
I'm not saying that's the chief medical officer's advice. I'm just saying if there's a third water in there, maybe they're more hydrating than other crisps.
Yes, great. Well,
what you should do, maybe, if you're thirsty, just suck a Pringle.
Ooh,
and then spit the rest out. Isn't that better? That's quicker than just going to the tap, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like you would with, say, a cactus if you're in the desert. You just drain it of all its liquid and then discard the remnants.
Yeah. What's your favourite thing to suck?
probably a lozenge, I think. Some sort of boiled sweet.
All right, Grandad, isn't it? Blood, sweet, sweat, longer in border.
But I can't have too many. It gets too painful. Once I'm three in, I have to stop.
Every inhale, then, is too mental. It's like, it's too fresh. You know what I like?
What's yours?
Cadbury's Eclair. A lint ball, where anything that has a different textured centre that requires melting, and just hold it in your mouth, just hold that patience, and then when you're ready to pop the membrane, it's lovely and warm and gooey inside.
I find that with bonbons as well, a strawberry bonbon. If you go too try and chew too early, your teeth are aching for hours.
You've really, really... I totally agree. I think what's your favourite thing to suck could be... Producer Liam's shaking his head vigorously.
Let's put it out there.
3 o'clock kickoffs are now underway, apart from Spurs Bournemouth, which has been delayed by 15 minutes because Bournemouth are late. Very rude.
Unusual, isn't it?
I would withdraw all Lucozade and Gatorade.
Yes. London traffic, though, it is hot. It's a nightmare, isn't it, at the best of times.
Then plan for it and leave early.
Yes, come on, Bournemouth.
I hate people being late. Poor old Spurs there waiting, saying, you said you were going to meet us at 3 o'clock.
Yeah,
I've been waiting here.
I mean, how late are they? Have they actually arrived at the...
I've Harry Kane there going...
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I've been waiting here since 3 o'clock. Is that a good impression or not?
I don't know.
I was waiting since 3 o'clock, thought it was a good game, but they were late. I just went home. I could have been at home watching telly or something.
That's too good, that impression.
But the 3 o'clock kickoffs are underway. We will keep you updated on all of those. Oh, I need to work on that one maybe a little bit. Not ready perhaps yet for the Sounds of the Living, but one of the games that we are following very closely is our Glory Hunters game. Leiston away at Tamworth. So, Dyson.
Yes.
Take us to Leiston.
Yes, let's wend our merry way back to the East Suffolk town of Leiston. Oh. 2 miles off the coast and nestled between Saxmundham and Alderborough, of course. The town is actually historically well known for its thriving manufacturing industry. Back in the 19th and 20th centuries, Richard Garrett and Sons boasted the world's first flow assembly line. Yes,
it was
the first ever
Frankfurt Flow Assembly
What's
line.
A flow assembly line?
It's just an assembly line, okay. Basically. But
sounds like it's on the water.
No. It's just where all the... you all flow together, you know.
Okay.
So it's on a conveyor belt. So it's basically the home of monotonous, mind-numbing factory work.
I thought Henry Ford did that. Okay, I didn't know.
Yeah, well, I know. I thought Henry Ford did. He certainly did with motor vehicles, but this was more of a basic one for
steam. But flow makes it sound, were they sort of rapping together?
I don't think they were freestyling, but they were just putting together steam engines, tractors, agricultural machinery. Yes,
wow.
You're right. Henry
Hard.
Ford does claim to have invented it, but Richard Garrett and Sons are also saying that they did as well. So I've been looking at what's on in Leiston, actually. It's quite a thriving entertainment scene. There's Gaspard the Fox is on at Snake Maltings.
Hang on, what? I didn't understand any of those words. Gas what? Snake what?
It's a kids' entertainment show with Gaspard the Fox.
Gaspard?
Gaspard, yeah.
That's not a name.
It is.
Gaspard, is he French or something?
Gaspard is a French fox. It's a musical.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a musical about a fox, and it's on at Snape Maltings as we speak. There's a script writing course happening at Halesworth Library.
When's that on?
That's on this afternoon.
Okay.
This afternoon, you can pop along to that.
There's
The Wizard of Oz as well at the Seckford Theatre. So there's a lot going on in Leiston. And today, it's second against third in the Southern League Premier Division Central as we take on Tamworth.
It's a crunch game. We'll bring you everything that's... you know, it's made me really want to go to Leiston, that.
Sounds great, doesn't it? Yeah.
You know, there's small local names. What was the name of the village hall and the place?
Oh, yeah.
Get Google Chrome back up.
Oh, Snake Malt. Haleswood Library. Seckford Theatre.
Seckford.
Oh, yeah.
I can just see us outside a mock Tudor pub with pints of local ale, table covered in crisps.
Oh, yes.
Always comes back to crisps.
Let's take the crisp buffet to Leiston. That's how we
you can move
if
Mohammed won't move the Leiston to the crisp buffet, we'll move the crisp buffet to Mohammed.
Something like that.
Now, you may have seen the game last Sunday. One of the best games all season was Liverpool-Arsenal. Arsenal going 2-0 up and then throwing it all away. But the real thrill was at half-time where Andy Robertson clashed with the linesman. Konstantin Hatzidakis. And...
yes.
It's so funny because Robertson seems to touch him first and the linesman shrugs him off, and then Robertson loses his mind. And at first, oh my God, is the linesman hit him? Is he here? And then it cuts to Roy King, he's a big baby.
Oh,
I'll tell you something about Andy Robertson. He's a big baby.
A baby.
And it's afterwards, he says, he said it earlier, he's a baby. Big baby. What a baby.
The third one was amazing, wasn't it?
Baby. And then they all just start laughing. But this is the thing, is that Robertson, and I think he's a phenomenal footballer, but he is mouthing off all the time to linesmen and referees, and then he's put his arm out. I'm on the linesman's side.
Yes,
I think referees and linesmen take so much abuse, and if you put your... shouldn't put your hands on anyone, they've got every right to shrug you off.
Yes.
And then players like Robertson, who dole it out, should absolutely say, oh, fair dues, you know, I've been... rather than trying to get the guy sanctioned or sacked or whatever.
Yeah.
I tend to be on the side of authority. Now, I don't know what that says about me, whether that makes me an authoritarian. But rules are rules. Bournemouth shouldn't be late. Robbo shouldn't touch linesman. And that's the end of it. So have you ever been... Have you ever been clipped by authority? Maybe a parent or a teacher, maybe a parking attendant, a copper? Text us on 8-12-15. I remember, so I'm 40. Mm-hmm. You know, since I've turned 40, I've referenced my age more than ever before. I would never say, I'm 39. I feel like I've got a couple of grey hairs now, and I feel like it just gives me a bit of authority in the room, you know.
Okay, so you're now an authority figure, are you? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and I'll slap your face. Actually, I would say that. I would bring that in the Premier League, that if a player touches or swears at official, they should just be allowed to slap them around the face.
Oh, yeah.
Just a quick slap. Nothing too serious.
What, so the ref can hit the player?
Just go, shut up, or I'll send you off, all right? You can have a slap round the face or a yellow card. What do you want?
Yeah.
Because that's what parents do, isn't it? You can have this or that.
Oh, that's a good option.
Slap in the face with a yellow card.
I'll take your PlayStation away for the evening, or you can have no crisps for a week. You decide.
Yeah. Or slap around the face.
Yeah, or slap.
Close your eyes, and the player has to close their eyes.
Oh,
close your
great.
Eyes, you're going to slap
right in front of everyone as well. And they run up, and there's like all the crowd are going, whoa, here it goes. arms and yeah. slap.
Oh, right, he really, really moved from the hip for that one. Oh, look at the neck go. But just a quick slap, you know, just almost playful. Yes. So, but I remember my point was referencing my age.
Yeah, what was your point? Now you're 40.
We went to school, obviously, at a time where corporal punishment had long gone. But the primary school I went to, I got grabbed by the ear once by a teacher. And I don't know if I've misremembered this. I'm sure I got fishhooked.
No way.
Yeah, I was wrongly I was wrongly identified as having been naughty at playtime. This is primary school. One of the teachers got me by the ear and lined me up against the wall. I have a vague memory of being fishhooked. And I don't know if I've just embellished that.
Wow, yeah. Yeah, so what by your... They grabbed your ear?
Or? Yeah, twisted me by the ear, by the top of the ear, yeah, and dragged me around in front of the wall.
Oh, I'll give you a thick ear. That's what they used to say, isn't it? A little clout round the lug hole.
Yeah. God, so text them 8-12-15.
It was a long time ago. Yeah. You're 40 now. It's a long time ago.
Have you ever had an Andy Robertson-style run-in with authority? Good news!
Yeah. Yes. Football. No, bad news. It's bad news.
Oh, damn it. You're kidding me. I said it was good news.
Bad news for Leicester. I know you did.
Oh,
yeah?
Damn it.
No, Ian McKeown has dribbled into the area and scored for Tamworth at home to Leicester. 18 minutes in, Tamworth are 1-0. We could be switching teams on Glory Hunters.
I'm wearing one of my Forest shirts today because I think... I like wearing them on a Saturday when I'm here. I got out of the habit, and I genuinely think we might not be in the Premier League for much longer, so I'm just wearing them all while I get...
Make the most of it.
Because they've got the Premier League patches on.
Well,
so.
We've still got the badge on the side of the arm,
Because this will be a retro shirt soon.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, remember when we were in the Premier League?
Remember that one mad year where we spent an absolute fortune?
Oh, we're going to end up on a film or something. Oh, no. Oh, when was the last time you got a clip round the ear? Dyson, you must have been...
Oh, I mean,
I
never used to get the clip around the ear from older people, but I remember when I was in the early 80s, sort of smacking your bottom was fine. That seemed to be okay. Like, people would threat.
That's worse, isn't it?
A walloping. Like, my dad used to threaten to give me a walloping if I was naughty. I just remember running upstairs to try and escape his hand. He never really did it, but it was always the threat of it that would make me and my brothers run for our lives. But,
I remember my mum catching me on the hide once with a dustpan and brush.
Oh,
quite good, actually, because it's
old
kind of
school.
Like a... I guess a dustpan has a almost... You know what? If you'd run out... If you had a table tennis set and you'd lost a paddle, you could use a dustpan.
Yes, I suppose you could, yeah. It wouldn't give you as much control, but, yeah, you still get a lot of power out of it. Yeah, I mean, to be honest, the thought of hitting my children now is a mad idea. But back in the early 80s, everyone was doing it.
It wasn't like
corporal punishment at school, but I do remember teachers like just throwing kids around. I'm pretty certain at primary school, one of the punishments that still happened when I was at primary school was kids had to go and stand in the corner and face the wall. I'm sure that's
still happened. Stand in the corner and face the wall.
That still happened. I mean, that's mad. That's a horrible behaviour. Go and stand and face the wall for half an hour.
Moreno says, I remember getting a slipper banging on the desk of my first year junior school teacher.
Oh,
just like a sort of whack to wake you up. I remember the chalk getting thrown at secondary school.
The chalk rubber would be thrown, certainly, because then it would hit something and there'd be a cloud of chalk dust, wouldn't there?
Yeah, I guess in this era of interactive whiteboards, they'd have to, like, rip it off the wall.
Yeah.
And by the time they'd managed to dislodge that, they'd probably knackered themselves out.
Yeah, that's true.
What can a teacher throw these days? Just fill out a form.
Yes,
I'll throw some shade. Henners on social media says, I had a mate who had a blackboard rubber thrown at him by an RE teacher.
Ooh.
My mate sneezed at the same time, so luckily ducked. The rubber smashed into the prized antiques on a shelf behind him. The teacher was not impressed. Henners there clearly was educated in a stately home.
Yeah.
How many classrooms have prized antiques?
Was he at Hogwarts or what?
Yeah, Hogwarts or Hampton Court Palace. Henners there in, like, his robes. I can't believe teachers used to throw missiles. I mean, obviously, you know, different times.
Different type football managers used to throw things as well, of course, famously, didn't they? Alex Ferguson's football boot. I bet Deitchy still throws the odd thing in anger.
Yeah, what was the Brian Laws one when he was at Grimsby? Oh. Wasn't it a tray of chicken legs or sandwiches or something? Just trash the buffer.
There was pizza as well, wasn't there? Was it Arsene Wenger or something?
Pizzagate. Arsenal, Man United,
yeah. Yeah, of course.
Do you know what? If I'd have been involved, if I'd have been a player then, like people were throwing pizza around, I'd have been trying to catch it before it went on the floor.
Yeah, yes.
But don't waste
it. Stop, guys.
Yeah, whoa. Just give me it. I'll chuck it at him later and then I'll just be in the boot room just scoffing it. Pizza game would have just been, I'd have eaten all the pizza and there's none left for anyone else. But do let us know the last time you got a clip round the ear. I mean, can you imagine if your child came home from school and said the teacher fish-hooked me?
I mean, it would be mad. It would be there would be meetings called, wouldn't there? Yeah. It's just
well, I'd say there'd be a meeting called about what happened to producer Liam. He told me a blood-curdling story. Liam's only fresh out of school, so this was like five years ago.
Long ago. Yeah.
Liam, what happened?
Well, I was threatened by a teacher. I won't say the person's name or the school for legal reasons. But yeah, the person threw a pen in a rage, and then
the teacher did.
Not at me, just in like the general sort of area, and then stated that she hopes I get ran over on the way home from school. It's the true story. If any of my friends listen, they'll know they was all there, and everyone was stunned.
My mates will back me up, man.
Yeah.
But
I believe you.
I literally live next door to the school, so I sort of had to go.
Oh.
I'm really sorry to disappoint you, but I don't actually cross any roads,
which didn't help. In your face.
And then
they left. I never saw them.
Oh my word. So what year, how long ago are we talking?
This would have been like year 8, so how old was that, like 12, 13, something like that?
So what, 10?
Last week.
Wow, but like noughties?
Yeah.
Very
noughties. This is modern, school.
It was a very noughties.
The naughty noughties, yeah.
I hope you get run over. That is severe.
What
and
a
said
threat.
Said such like, I believed it was a threat, you know what I mean? It wasn't like just
nasty. She looked you right in the eye.
Nasty.
She was in her car revving the engine at the time.
I can't confirm who it was.
Counting down from five.
Glory Hunters on Rock and Roll Football.
Smooth.
Yes. Nice, yes. So we could be about to change our allegiances in the Glory Hunters because Tamworth are 2-0 up half-time against Leiston. Alexander Collard has headed the ball home for the Lambs. Also in the playoff hunt, we could be back in them next week.
Tamworth. Tumuth, more like.
Yeah.
Dave in Chesterfield, talking about getting a clip round the ear, says, I was acting like a plank in year 8. I turned round and the cool PE teacher slapped me around the face and said, shut it, Slim.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. He said, nickname stuck right through to sick form.
Slapped him round the face. Unbelievable. What behaviour by a teacher.
Shut it, Slim. It's that. You know, I must have told you about what my A-level English teacher called me.
Oh, yes, yeah. What's
this? I had eczema.
Yeah.
Flatulence, and he called me Scratch and Sniff. Yeah. I mean, you know what, as well, years later I met up with him in London and was like, oh, man, that nickname you gave me, he'd forgotten it.
Oh, had he?
That was an amazing piece of writing.
It had really negatively affected your whole school career, I'd imagine, and he'd forgotten about it.
No, I loved it. I was so honoured. I thought it was great to be verbally abused by a teacher in such a creative, personal way.
Yeah.
I was chuffed, genuinely chuffed.
I'm not sure Dave in Chesterfield would have felt the same way. Verbal, physically abused and fat-shamed by your teacher. Unbelievable.
I mean, he's really done the double on him there, hasn't he? He's gone like verbal and physical all in one fell swoop. I mean, are you ever too old for one? I do think, you know, if you were... if you were monkeying around and say a steward gave you a clip round the ear, would you have your rights to say, oh, it was right? Or...
Yeah, I think you'd say you'd accept it. If you knew you were in the wrong and you were a bit, you'd had a few drinks and you were a bit leery and he just sort of pushed you back in your place, you'd go, fair enough. You're an authority figure, I accept.
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
I think if we win tomorrow, we stay up. If we don't, we don't.
I think that's right, because the running is so hard that this is a must-win game. So,
and we're at home. We could nick something, but if we don't, I think, sadly, we are toast.
I think you're right.
And they're coming for you, Dyson. What have you done?
Yeah, that's fine. They've gone. They've gone past. It's fine. They don't know where I am. I'm hiding out.
You've had bikers, the police. It's like 24 hours in police custody where you live. It's all kicking off.
So noisy, isn't it? So noisy. It's because I live on quite a busy road. But I've got double glazed windows. You know, you think that you keep the sound out.
Well, they do when you close them, yeah.
Yeah.
Wide open, sat there in your vest, covered in beans. Windows open.
Yeah.
Both will blind you if you're not careful. John in Shropshire has been in touch. He says, re-authority figures and slaps. In the mid-80s, a teacher ordered me out of the classroom. For good measure, gave me a hefty shove.
Ooh.
Out of order on the teacher's part, I'd say. Mm-hmm. I spun round as I was being shoved, and my elbow caught him in the face.
Oh, dear. Oh,
you don't anyway, I'm not. Let's not relitigate it. He says, claret everywhere. And I don't think he means red wine, unless that's what he was being thrown out for. Or that'd be funny to be thrown... I mean, you know, if kids were drinking at school, it was cans, wasn't it? It wasn't red wine.
No, yeah.
Oh, a lovely bottle of red. We'll have it on the field at lunchtime.
Yeah, they went decanting claret.
It goes very well with a dairy lead anchor. Suspended for 2 weeks. A year later, I failed to get into the RAF as I apparently had issues with authority. The injustice of the whole event still annoys me 35 years later.
Oh, no. But he accidentally hit his teacher and gave the teacher a nosebleed. I mean, that's it's a hard one to style out.
Look, we don't have VAR. It wasn't around then. It's very hard for us here at Stockley Park to give a definitive answer. But, John, I would say the fact that you're texting in means that you've let it go to some extent. You're prepared to laugh about it. That's a good thing.
Good,
What happened to the teacher? Who knows?
Well, who knows?
We're wandering around Shropshire with a wonky nose, probably, trying to find John.
On Rock and Roll Football.
Straight after the second half started, Adam Mills controls the ball from Finlay Barnes and has scored a goal for Leiston. It's 2-1, game on, get the ball out of the back of the net. We might still be supporting Leiston next week.
Mark gets in touch on Twitter and says, it was Mother's Day. I was at Sunday school aged 5 in the mid-80s. Oh, I can picture it. Easter bonnet. He says, the vicar asked, who can tell me what their mummies do? I put my hand up and said, she hits me.
Oh,
they all looked at my mum, who dragged me out of there so fast my feet didn't touch the floor. Would have been funny if she'd hit him for saying that.
Yeah, almost proving his point. Exactly. Really, wasn't it?
What does your mum do? She hits me, what, for a living? How have you monetized that?
Matt, and you. Rock and Roll Football. The Seance of the Living on Rock and Roll Football. Send us your questions and Matt Dyson will summon a spirit through the void to answer them.
Yes, hands on devices, people. Let's see if we can make contact. Grace has been in touch. She's texted that she'd like to get Jack Grealish's take on the Grand National. a fun racing tradition for the nation to have a flutter on, or a vile celebration of animal abuse, she asks. Jack, what do you make of it?
What's it called again?
The Grand National? The Grand National?
What's that? Is that a bank or something?
It's a horse racing event.
Horse racing? Yeah, my dad used to go horse racing. I don't see it no more, though. I'm always playing on Saturday. I can't go horse racing. I never understood. I like the horses, I do, you know. But it ain't for posh people, horse riding and that, ain't it? Like royals. No, I don't get it. But they always get like the little. Are they kids on the back of them? Like, they're so short, aren't they? But I never, like, kids on horse. I can't believe they allow it. Like, I did that on this day. I got told off, I did, for, like, pulling wheelies, let alone riding an horse. But if they like it, fair play to them, you know, at the end of the day. But I think they should just let the horses do it on their own. I don't know why you need, like, a midget with a stick whacking them. Like, I just think, like... Leave them be, you know. They go fast. You know, I've seen them on the Lloyd's TSB advert. They run on their own on the beach. They don't need someone, like, whacking them, do they? They're like, I don't gamble on it. I don't understand it. Because, like, with football, and I would obviously never gamble on that because it's against the rules, like, but I'd be like, oh, like, we're better than, like, say, Bournemouth or whatever. But an horse, I'd be like, well, I've never heard of this guy and he's named after a shoe and the other one's named after, like, a place abroad. I'd be like, well, how do I know if, like, Moccasins is going to beat Caribbean Rider? I'd be like, I've never heard of him. Like, I might as well just, like, bet on, you know, which fly's going to leave the curtain first, you know. I don't get it, but people seem to like it, but they dress up, don't they? Like, on the pictures, you see them in, like, top hat and tails. Like, why is everyone getting married at horse racing? Is that where everyone gets married now?
Yeah. yeah.
What's wrong with, like, a registry office or a church? Like, loads of horses galloping. It ruined the photos, wouldn't it?
Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Chris in Watford says, if our judo teacher used to catch us biting our nails, he'd bite our fingers. This was mid to late 90s.
Oh, no. That's not on. Come on.
Is that a judo move? Is that double
not
black
that I'm
belt?
Aware of.
Black belt, yeah. Second Dan. You're like, yeah.
Oh, finger munch. The finger munch. Oh, he's dropped a finger munch on me.
Did you? Did you ever do any martial arts?
I did. I went to a couple of judo lessons once, and I really didn't like it. I went with my next door neighbour John, and he used to just hold me down on the floor of a horrible gym in Carlton in Nottingham. I really didn't enjoy it, but yeah, I can imagine that. I can imagine the sort of guy that runs a judo club being a bit weird like that.
Yeah, I did karate for a bit. You know, when you sort of think, oh, yeah, we'll just go to karate. I remember I really offended. There was, like, a really old karate teacher there, and he said, he was old. And he goes, oh, yeah, I fought for Britain. I was like, in the war, he went, no, karate. I was like, I didn't know. What? I was primary school age. I didn't think he could fight other countries at karate.
I fought for Britain. Wow.
I guess I got my fingers burnt, which is better than getting them bitten. Next on Rock and Roll Football, it's Munch of the Day. Munch of the day. So, Dyson, what are people having for dinner tonight with Match of the Day?
Gary says, after all the crisp sandwich chat earlier, I'm having some Roysters T-bone steak flavour on white tiger bread with some stork marge. Old school.
Is that still
old
going?
School. Yeah, you can still get it. A lot of people still use it in cake baking, I think. But, yeah, slather it on thick, Gary.
A couple of people saying they're going to have Piper's Great Berwick Longhorn Beef tonight.
Yes.
And a rogue one here. I had to Google this. I'm eating cheese XL crisps that you can only get in Cumbria. And I Googled it, and you can. It's a brand called XL Cheese, and you can only get them in Dumfries and Galloway in Cumbria.
Wow. Borders, strictly borders only. Wow.
Strictly nice. Borders only. Susie says she's having a deep pan pepperoni pizza with a stuffed crust.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I'm so jealous. You know what I'm having tonight? I'm having tofu salad.
Oh, really?
Oh, my word. You sound not just upset, but disgusted.
How are you adding flavour to the bean curd?
It'll be shallow fried, and then I'll put on some, you know, Nando's hot sauce or something.
Oh, nice.
I've got to try and lose weight. I need to keep my weight down.
You have lost loads of weight.
I know, but you have lost loads of weight. But I need to keep the weight off. I can feel myself indulging a bit more. My snacking has increased.
It's a constant battle, isn't it? Constant battle.
Rock and Roll Football. Podcast done.
Well, I mean, that show had everything. Crisps, reassurance about modern society.
Yeah, goals galore.
Goals.
And violent teachers. Horrible violent teachers of yesteryear.
Yeah.
The names have been changed, but you know who you are, you nasty pieces of work.
Whoa! Oh, he's unfurling now. That came from deep within. The bile rises.
Well, it's just pathetic, isn't it? Picking on kids half your age just because you've got some authority in your life.
But, wasn't that about, society?
I don't know, was it? I'm not sure.
I don't know. Society, it was just more violent place, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
I think in the 70s, I'm like, everyone was just drunk and fighting every day.
Yeah.
Probably an oversimplification.
Yeah,
I think
you'd probably
get
a clip around your ear somewhere at some point on a daily basis. Yeah.
Britain in the 70s was, we made cars, we mined coal, and we were just battered.
Just, yeah.
That was basically, and forests were great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a good time.
Actually, yeah. Bring back them days. Leave a 5-star written review on wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you next week. Oh, I won't be here next week.
Oh, yes.
Are you here next week?
We're off. No, we're off next week.
Okay, see you in a fortnight.
See you in a bit.